Welcome to another Macquarie Life Church podcast. We hope you enjoy this message.
What a great way to start the year with worship and praise. And there's a bit of a theme going on here today, and I'm excited to share with you. So welcome to the onliners. Glad you've joined us for the beginning of 2024 to start the year right. We're making sure we're building the foundations for 2024, foundations on Jesus Christ. And so as you've gathered, today's a dedication service. We want to start the year off in the right way. You know, dedication, what do we do when we dedicate a child to God? We basically give it back to God and say, thank you for blessing us with the child. We're going to be stewards and raise this child on your behalf. And this is what we're going to do with this year. We're dedicating this year to God. And today I want to share with you a great example of what David did before he made his plans, before he went on to fix a problem, to try and sort something out. And what I want you to get out of today is something to grab hold of for you to enter 2024. Last week, Adam preached a great message, and if you can watch it online, please do it, on a New Year's revelation, not a resolution, but a New Year's revelation. And so today, we're going to follow on from that and talk about what David did before he set his plans in motion. So I want to set the scene for you. Back then, in 1 Samuel, you can read, there are four groups of people. There's the Israelites under Saul's command. He's the king of Israel. Then you've got the Philistines under the rule of King Achish. Then you've got the Amalekites. And then you've got David and his clan, 600 men. David is a fugitive running from King Saul. And he finds favor from the Philistine king, King Achish, or Achish, however you pronounce it. And the king allows him and his 600 men and their wives and kids to camp down the southern end, Ziklag, it's called. There's a lot of fun names in me setting the scene here today. And so David and his men, camps there. And King Achish tells David, war is coming between Israel and the Philistines. And he wants David to fight with the Philistines against Israel. And reluctantly, David says, right, but we'll join your parade at the end. You send your men and we'll fight from the back. At the same time, Samuel, the prophet Samuel, is telling Saul, mate, your days are numbered. And Israel is about to be handed over to the Philistines. So Saul is getting ready for war with the Philistines. So is David. But the night before, the general of the Philistine army tells the king, no, I don't trust this David guy. You need to send him back to where he comes from. So David and his men get the marching orders, 600 of them, and they go back to their village. When they get to their village, they find the Amalekites have completely ransacked and plundered their village. They've taken their wives and their kids captive. What a way to start the journey. You know, maybe this year for you as well, you're supposed to be celebrating. It's a brand new year, but it sure ain't looking like it. Maybe Christmas was a tough time for you rather than a celebratory time for you. And so here's David, and he's very distressed because all the men want to kill him. They want to stone him. And they tell him, what have you led us into? Nothing's working. You're supposed to be anointed, and it's not working for you. And this is where David gets to before he starts making his plans in this moment that I want to share with you this morning. So before we make a move in 2024, before you tackle a new problem, before you go after your dream or plans, many of you are going to start work again on Monday. Go back to the hard yakka. before you go back to the grind, two things I want us to focus on and do. And the first thing that David did was to strengthen and encourage himself in his Lord. So the first thing we need to do before we finalize our plans, number one is to encourage and strengthen ourselves in the Lord our God. What does that mean? Well, the word strengthen there or encouraged means to fasten upon, to fortify, to bind, to cleave, to lay hold of, to stick like glue. It's the same word where Jesus said a man will leave his family and cleave to his wife. That's how strong you need to make this decision, to have the right posture in 2024. God, you are it. There's no plan B for me this year. I'm going to cleave onto you like glue, and I'm not going to let go. I'm going to encourage and strengthen myself in you. And so 1 Samuel 30 verse 6, we can read that together. David was greatly distressed, for the men spoke of stoning him because the souls of them were all bitterly grieved, each man for his sons and daughters. But David encouraged himself and strengthened himself in the Lord his God. You need to have a but. You need to have a but in whatever you're going to do this year, rather than it just being normal. It can't be normal. You know, we came out of 2023. What did we all say? Can't go back to normal. It's got to be different. What happened 12, 18 months later after we came out of COVID? Back to normal. It's so easy to get into our habits. It's so easy here in Newcastle when things are great. We've had such beautiful temperate weather the last few weeks. Going to the beach, life's good. But there's got to be a but. And we've got to say no. 2024 is going to be different, God. So you might have just been on a holiday in Hawaii. Things might be great for you. You might have had the best year 2023 could offer you. But I feel in my soul 2024 is going to be a significant spiritual year. And we need to start it off correct. Or you might be in a bit of a pickle. You might be in a situation, as I said, where Christmas or last year, things didn't go well. Maybe sickness, maybe relationships, maybe finances, something went astray that you didn't have planned, and now you need to sort it out. But I want to encourage you this morning. Our trust is not in the bank balance or the bank manager or the business or our jobs, even our wives or our husbands or our kids. Our trust and our confidence must be in God and God alone. It's about His character. And sometimes when there's a bit of fog, spiritual fog around us, you know, the world has got all these things for 2024. Sales, end of year sales. Go and put more on the credit card. There's a lot of hype. There's a lot of sport on, a lot of tennis, cricket. And we get distracted. It's all entertainment. But then we need to come back and focus. And as Kat said, set that compass to the true north, which is our God. So what did David do? How did he encourage and strengthen himself? You can read there Psalm 18, 27, 34, 40, 42, 56, 62, 77, and so on. He remembered God's faithfulness. He remembered God's promises. He remembered his past victories. The lion, the bear, Goliath. This guy had some great victories, and now he's running for his life. And all those great victories that God's given you, all those answered prayers, that journal that you've got, maybe you need to go back and revisit some of those. Remember where you've come from. Remember what it was like before you got saved. And say, God, you are a good God. In Psalm 77, he says, I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. Right hand, referring to God's sovereignty and power and favor. And as we did this morning, we said, we will enter his gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. If you want to know the starting point, if you want to know the starting point to encourage and strengthen yourself, start with thanksgiving. It's the entry level. I will enter his courts with praise, as we read in Psalm 100. And even if it's hard for you, start there. You'll find. Remember the old cars with a sling in the front, where you crank it up. That's taking some people way back. You might need to watch a movie to see some of those these days. But that's what praise does. That's what worship does. It cranks it up for you. And it gets your soul going. You tell your soul, no soul, don't get discouraged on me. God is on my side. And so when we come to church, we don't want to just come here for an emotional tickle on a Sunday, do we? It's great. You know, our five senses, it's great worship. It's great fellowship with each other. It's good to be together. But our heart is for you to come and meet with God. A space for you where you can connect with God Almighty. And it's not just for a Sunday. You can do that in your car. You can do it in the toilet cubicle. Maybe at work something happened and all you need to do, or all you have time to do, is go and sit in that toilet cubicle. And just like, God, help me today. Maybe as a parent, all you've got is in the kitchen. I've heard of one mum once, so busy with all the kids, she put the paper towel, the napkin over her head and just said, God, help me today. Whatever you need to do, make sure you've got time for God as your entry level. Fear not, 63 times in the Bible. 63, fear not. Fear not. Jesus said it 6 times. And what I've found, sometimes we need to remind ourselves about God's character and his names. His names are excellent to remember what he is and what he can do for you. I've written a few down here. Jehovah Rapha, the one who heals. I am who I am. The one, he never changes. So if you've been diagnosed with a sickness, he is the one who heals. Yesterday, today, and forever. El Roy, the God who sees. If you feel you're missing out, if you feel you've been mistreated and no one sees, if you feel alone, God is the one who sees. He doesn't miss anything. Jehovah Sidkenu, the Lord, our righteousness. If you're struggling with sin, habitual sin, if you feel dirty, he's the God that makes us righteous. You can come before him with confidence because he puts his righteousness on you. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider. El Shaddai, the all-powerful, all-sufficient one. Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd. Where he goes after the one. If you feel like a lost soul, he goes after the one. If you feel lonely, if you didn't have many people with you for Christmas, he is Jehovah Rohi, your shepherd. And there's so many more. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of hosts of the heavenly armies, your protector. All these angels in the spiritual realm, he's in charge of. And when you are, you know, stuck with a situation, he can go before you. This is how you strengthen and encourage yourself, by remembering who God is. You take the focus of you. David took the focus of himself. And we focus on God and say, God, you're it. And without you, it's going to be ugly. But with you, I don't have anything to fear. It's so important, this first step. That's why I spend a bit of time with this first step. Encourage and strengthen yourself in the Lord your God before you do anything in 2024. The second step we need to do before we finalize our plans is to inquire of the Lord and seek his perspective. Just two things I want to talk to you about: encourage and strengthen yourself, and number two, inquire of God. That is a very comprehensive way to say seek God's perspective. Ask him what he thinks. Submit your plans to him. Maybe you think you've got it all sorted out. Your five-step success plan for 2024 in your back pocket. Have we considered God? Even just now in worship, I've been preparing for this message, and the Holy Spirit asked me, are you prepared to dedicate this year to me? I've been looking at it from a third perspective, objective perspective, because I'm the speaker today. But the Holy Spirit prompted even me, just in worship, saying, Jacques, this is for you too. Are you going to do it too? And I had to make a choice then. And I said, yes, Lord. So 1 Samuel 30, and David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? Shall I go ahead with my plans, Lord? Shall I start this business? Shall I ask this person to marry me? Shall I go for medical treatment? What is it, Lord, and will it be successful? This is my plan, and will I be successful? It's so good to ask God his perspective, isn't it? Why do we want to go through life uncertain about everything? When he's right there and the Holy Spirit lives in us and he's just waiting to talk to us. Interestingly, you know, earlier in the chapter, Saul inquired of a medium. He chose the wrong person to inquire of. And what I want to warn you against is be very watchful for asking the wrong people for counsel. Go to God first, the Holy Spirit, the witness, his word, people with credibility, rather than just asking someone. Saul paid for his life because he sought a spirit that was not of Christ. And so I want to encourage you, ask God. He's the one that knows you best. But sometimes I find we don't want to ask him because we might not like what he's got to say. You know, as I remember as a youngster, when you ask people about relationships and they say, no, I don't think that's a good person for you. Yeah, what? You don't want to hear what people's got to say sometimes, do we? And so I find the only people who don't want counsel are the ones who are set on their course. They won't entertain anything else. And so if you're going to ask me for my opinion, you've got to at least be willing to consider it. If you're going to ask God for his opinion, you need to be willing to actually consider it. What if he says, no, wait, pause. Press the pause button. Can we press the pause button? Or are we so excited about what we think we're going to achieve? And sometimes we need to ask him what his plans are rather than just asking him, God, can you just bless my plans? This is what I'm going to do, God, and you just need to come along and help me with it. David did it the right way, and he succeeded because in that same verse, God answered him. The Lord answered him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them without fail and recover all. It's amazing. Once you've heard from God, it's settled. So why don't we just take the time sometimes and say, God, what do you think? It can save us a lot of heartache and trouble, couldn't it? And over the last few years, I've found it's become really evident in my life when I ask God, it becomes very clear, his guidance. But if we don't practice it, it's hard sometimes. It's like, what do you want me to do, God? And then we get stuck with, do you love me? What's going on? The why? But isn't it interesting what David asked God? He didn't ask him, God, do you love me? Why is this happening? That's got to be settled, guys. We need to understand as foundational, his word says he is all for us, not against us. We can't go questioning him in the heat of the moment. You've got to make your mind up to know God is with you and not doubt in that moment. Because it can take you away from what you need to be asking. So I want to finish with a little story for you. And the worship team can come and join me. And after I've spoken, we're going to have some worship stations here. And you're going to have an opportunity to come and share in communion. Write God a letter if you want, or prayer, put in a prayer request or something this morning. But during the height of COVID, mid-2021, I got made redundant in my job. Now, I knew the significance of this event because the enemy could have used it to take me out financially and ruin my career. Mid-2021. But as we know the Holy Spirit, He says He will show us things to come. He's our guide and our helper. I actually knew for about 6 to 9 months that this was coming. My wife and I, we were talking about it was such a difficult and excruciating psychological and spiritual time for me because I knew something was up. And I got encouragement also from the Life Group boys when we were able to meet. And they knew my struggle in that sense. I got a new boss. And 12, 18 months later, I knew something was wrong. Something was up. But the Holy Spirit prepared me. And I listened to the prompting rather than just ignoring it and going on to my own la-la land. And I prepared. And the day I got that call for that meeting request, my office was clean. My personal files and emails were already sorted. God helped me to prepare. And when I walked out of that office, my office, I was ready. And on the way to my boss's office, I stopped at the toilet. You laughed earlier at the cubicle. But in that cubicle, God spoke to me. And I asked Him, I said, God, please let it be okay with us. And the Holy Spirit said back to me, it'll be more than okay with you. And I walked out of that cubicle like I was expecting the best news in the world. You know, like Ace Ventura, I had a pep in my step and a song in my heart. And when I entered that office, I could see they were physically shaken with the supernatural peace that was over me. I was concerned for them. I'm like, do you need a glass of water or something? And I could see they didn't know. They've never seen anyone respond in this way because I'm telling you today, it's not me, it's God. His supernatural peace just came over me. And I sat there and they asked me one question. They said, oh, this must come as a bit of a surprise for you. And I said, not really. Because I knew the Holy Spirit showed me. And on the way home, I stopped at the lake. Some of you know Casanova's there in Toronto. I got myself a double Wagyu burger. And I sat there looking over the lake. And I said, over to you, God. Because I'd been encouraging and strengthening myself for the last 6 to 9 months. So that when the battle comes, you don't need to worry. You're prepared. Your heart's prepared. You know where your trust is. And when I got home, I felt, don't worry about it. Don't start looking for jobs just yet. It was a very strong prompting in me. So I need you to see the three key areas where God spoke to me in that cubicle. And when I got home, I felt the Holy Spirit say, enjoy a bit of peace and quiet because you'll be very busy very soon. And so for the next 3 weeks, I fasted and prayed. I fasted a few times and I sought God. Again, you can encourage and strengthen yourself over and over again. And I sought God. I asked Him for His advice. Do you want me to do a career change maybe? Do you want me to do something radical? Do you want me to go into the ministry? Should we move country? Everything was on the table. This was a clean slate because I didn't want to miss God. I'm taking nothing off the table here. And after about 2.5 weeks, the Holy Spirit said, it's fine, go and apply for jobs now. And during that time, he spoke to me very clearly. We got passports ready. I was ready for something brand new. But I knew the Holy Spirit called me to Newcastle to stay where I am and just to follow through. And I applied for two jobs and I got both. And now I needed to make a choice. And I'm telling you, these things work. This is my life example recently of encouraging and strengthening myself with God and asking Him for His advice and His perspective in my life. And it didn't fail me. It blessed my socks off. And we are here today to tell you those stories, to encourage yourself, to say 2024, make it special, make it different. God is on your side. You can do it.
Thank you for listening. We hope you have enjoyed this message. For more information, please visit macquarielifechurch.com.au.